Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Romans 4:18 tells us, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations." The second dream killer is disappointment. Disappointment is the gap that exists between expectation and reality. And no doubt you've encountered the gap. You've had to live with unfulfilled desires or had your hopes dashed, and it can damage you. Mark Twain said, "We should be careful to get out of an experience only the wisdom that's in it, and stop there, lest we be like the cat that sits down on a hot stove lid. She'll never sit down on another hot stove lid again, and that as well, but she'll also never sit down on a cold one anymore." When something goes wrong, we say, "I'll never do that again." What a mistake, especially when it comes to your dreams. Experiencing failure is the price you must pay to achieve success. Sometimes you must face it and overcome it repeatedly in order to be able to move forward and pursue your dream. Abraham was called to birth a nation. But before he fathered Isaac, he grew impatient and fathered Ishmael and created a bad situation he had to live with all his life. But he never stopped believing in his God-given dream. The Bible says he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. Note the words, "was strengthened in his faith." You must strengthen your faith each day by reading God's word and praying, recalling God's goodness and reminding yourself that nothing is too hard for the Lord. There's some further advice on standing against dream killers from The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.